So if you start focusing on gradually intensifying your workouts, you're going to see a massive difference with the outcomes of your sessions. Don't hesitate to push yourself outside of your comfort zone within the gym. In fact, scratch that. It's necessary that you push yourself outside your comfort zone because that is where growth is held. If you're finishing a session and you feel like you could still do more, then you've not worked hard enough. The Modern Man Method Podcast, your compass to peak performance and achieving your potential. I'm Jack Taylor, owner of the Modern Man Method and a peak performance and behavior change specialist. Join us as we explore the three essential pillars to unlocking a life of purpose and confidence: man, mind, and mastery. This podcast is designed to help you discover authentic masculinity through powerful conversations around fitness, health, lifestyle, and mental resilience. I hope you enjoy and make sure to subscribe. I've made endless mistakes when it comes to getting into good shape. Too many to actually count. But here are my 8 biggest game killers that you want to avoid when it comes to your training. And if you don't know who I am, my name's Jack Taylor, owner of the Modern Man Method. My mission is to help ambitious men under 35 who know they're destined for more gain mastery over 3 vital areas: man, mind, and money. It's conquering these 3 pillars that will allow you to finally step into your full potential and live the life that you've always dreamt of. Now let's start off by looking at the importance of training. Now, most guys under the age of 35 want to start to build a lean and athletic looking physique. Now, if you're unsure as to what that looks like, think of Mark Wahlberg in the film Pain and Gain. I would say as a whole, that's what most guys are looking to try and achieve, there or thereabouts. Now, whether that's actually realistic or not to achieve without living in Hollywood, getting paid a shit ton of money and potentially taking steroids, it gives us a good understanding of what the desired physique is that most guys are trying to achieve. Now, in order to achieve a body that looks remotely similar to that, we need to be prioritizing our training. Because yes, you can drop body fat by just focusing on walking and your nutrition, but a large element of acquiring a physique like that comes down to how much muscle mass you have on your body. Now, there are loads of benefits when it comes to increasing the amount of muscle mass that you have on your body. Some of which include giving you that V-taper look, which is often very aesthetic and easy on the eye. The more muscle you have in your body, the higher your daily average calorie burn is. I've also found that the more muscle you likely have in your body, the less injured you're going to become. Now, the only way in which you're going to be able to develop a significant amount of muscle on your frame is through resistance training. And I know that this area can be an absolute fucking minefield. Because you're in luck. Today, you're going to learn from my mistakes without having to bear the scars. And I mean that figuratively and literally. So let's dive into the biggest game killers that I've seen personally and professionally over the last decade. Let's start off with one of the most common mistakes, and that's in the realm of cardio. When it comes to building muscle, doing too much cardio can have a negative effect on the progress that you make. Whilst of course having some form of cardiovascular training integrated within your regime is going to provide some health benefits, doing excessive amounts of cardio is definitely going to hinder your muscle growth. This is often because long bouts of cardio increases the hormone production of cortisol, which is the stress hormone, which can break down muscle tissue and inhibit your muscle growth. Now, I definitely think there's a time and a place to have some form of cardiovascular endurance work in your training. And it obviously depends on what your overarching goals are. But if the primary goal is for aesthetics and you're wanting to build a lean and athletic looking body, then I would say you don't really want to be doing more than half an hour's worth of cardio a week. And I would potentially start looking at incorporating shorter, higher interval training within that 30 minute block. Now, moving on to number 2, not enough intensity. If I'm honest, I fucked up here a lot. I thought I was working hard, when in fact, I wasn't. And without realizing, this was the case for a long time. Because as humans, we become habituated with our environment and our circumstances. And what I deemed to be hard work for probably a 2-year period wasn't hard work at all. And part of that was because I didn't actually recognize the influence that intensity would have on the outcomes of my session. One of the things that I always preach to my clients is that you don't need to be training more than 4 times a week, but you do need to be working your bollocks off in the gym. You need to make every session count. Intention and intensity is the key. To ultimately change your physique, it's crucial that you challenge your body within each workout. Otherwise, you'll not be putting your body through enough stress that will force it to go through the change and adaptation process, aka building muscle, which will give you the same results that I had over a 2-year period. Fuck all. So if you start focusing on gradually intensifying your workouts, you're going to see a massive difference with the outcomes of your sessions. Don't hesitate to push yourself outside of your comfort zone within the gym. In fact, scratch that. It's necessary that you push yourself outside your comfort zone because that is where growth is held. If you're finishing a session and you feel like you could still do more, then you've not worked hard enough. Now let's move on to the next fuck up that I made. Providing too much variety within my workouts. Far too many people romanticize the idea of changing their workouts every session. This is not a good strategy if your focus is building muscle and getting into great shape. Whilst it is important to keep your programs diverse enough to prevent boredom, too much variety in a short space of time will prevent you from building any decent muscle. By constantly switching up your routines, you're not giving your body long enough to be able to adapt to the new stimulus that you're providing it. Again, not giving it an opportunity to adapt and change, and therefore grow. It's essential to strike a balance between consistency and variety when it comes to your overarching training. I change my clients' regime every 6 weeks or so. This gives them long enough within each training phase to create a great amount of progress, but it's not too long that they start to get bored. I advise you to do the same. Now moving on to number four, something I definitely neglected in my early 20s, and that's recovery. Believe it or not, I used to train often 7 days a week and even twice a day sometimes. This was back in the early days when I thought that this was genuinely the only way that you could get into good shape. Oh, how wrong I was. Overtraining can have a really negative impact on both getting lean and building muscle, especially over the long term. When you're constantly pushing your body past its limits within your session, but then you're not integrating adequate rest and recovery, it can lead to fatigue, decreased performance, an increased risk of injury, and even muscle loss. And I'm talking from first-hand experience. The reality is you only need 4 really good sessions within a week to create a powerful physique. For the rest of the time, you want to make sure that you're eating and recovering correctly. Number 5 is a bitter pill to swallow, and that's lifting like a dickhead. I say this from experience. Leave your ego at the door when you enter the gym. Otherwise, it will lead to poor performance, minimal growth, and a significant increase in the risk of injury. My opinion is that of course you should be training hard when you're within the gym, but never sacrifice your form for the weight that you're lifting. This took me quite a while to get into my head, and it will also require you being honest with yourself too. Because every week that I go to the gym, I see at least 50% of the guys in there lifting with piss poor form. Now it's not my place to go around the gym calling people out, but if you are honest with yourself and you feel like you could potentially be one of those guys, then please take this on board. Even if you were to reduce your weight by 20% and focus all of your time on getting perfect form, I promise you that this would lead to greater muscle activation, which will generate far more muscle stimulus, and therefore you will see your gains skyrocket. So many people are leaving a ridiculous amount of progress on the table by not lifting correctly. Fix your form and grow some muscle. And if you need help with that, then that's totally fine. Just reach out to myself and we can have a conversation and see whether you're the right fit for the Business Body Blueprint. And if you are, then this will no longer be a problem. Moving on to number 6, ineffective training. Now, I wasted years of my life in the gym, so you don't have to. Now, if you want to build a powerful physique, but you are like me and my clients and you're time poor, you need to be effective with your training. Stop wasting what little time you have to spend in the gym, spending 60 minutes on isolation exercises. Spending a whole session just training your arms is a very poor use of your time. Instead, I'd recommend you spend the majority of your time focusing on heavy compound lifts, such as pulling, pushing, knee dominant exercises, hip dominant exercises, and so on. This is how you get the most bang for your buck and create the physique that you've always wanted in as little as 3 hours a week. And if you've got a spare 15 minutes at the end of your workout, that's where I'd start performing your isolation exercises. Number 7, the thing no gym bro wants to do, and that's mobility work. If you're like me and my clients and you spend a large portion of your day sat at a desk, the mobility work for you is going to be vital. Because sitting on your ass all day causes an immense amount of stiffness within your spine and your hips. And if this isn't managed, then it will cause havoc. Not only will it cause you a large amount of discomfort and have you spending thousands of pounds at the osteopath, it will also decrease your performance in the gym, because it will mean that you can't get to the range of motion that is required to stimulate enough growth within your exercises. For example, when I had bad hips, I really struggled to get any form of depth on my squats. And when I had damaged rotator cuffs, I found any pressing movement to be incredibly painful, which meant that it instantly limited the amount of training that I could do, therefore minimizing my gains. No bueno. To maintain optimal muscle health and perform consistently to a high standard, pain-free within the gym, it's essential that you incorporate some form of flexibility and mobility work within your training sessions. Now, this doesn't even have to be for long. Just a quick 2 to 3 minutes at the start of your session will go a long way. Now let's move on to the final point that is ruining your gains, and that's not tracking your progress within the gym. If you're not making a note as to how much you're lifting within each one of your sessions and aiming to improve this over your training phase, you are leaving so much progress on the table. I cannot stress this enough. You've got to have some form of tracking in place to ensure you're progressively overloading each week. Because without this, whether you think you are or not, you are not progressing anywhere near to the standard that you could be. Trust me, this is probably one of the biggest mistakes that I've made over the past decade. I didn't think that it mattered until I started to do it. My performance then went through the roof, and so did my results. because I was then able to make sure that every week I was pushing my body enough to stimulate muscle growth. And I recognized that when I wasn't tracking how much I was lifting over my training phases, my weights and strength would start to plateau. Now, my clients have access to the Modern Man Method coaching app, which allows them to track their weights on their phone. But you can use something as simple as a workout logbook or the notes on your phone. At the end of the day, it doesn't really matter how you record it, just make sure you do. Guys, I appreciate you for listening, and I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did and you found it valuable. To make sure you don't miss an episode like this in the future, hit that subscribe button. But until then, take ownership, take action, and keep hustling.